Mike DiAgostino with Information Security Media Group, and right now I'm speaking with Ed Gaudet of Liquid Machines. Ed, welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for joining us today. So, Ed, why don't we, just to get started, introduce Liquid Machines to our users. What do you guys do?
Sure. Liquid Machines is a leading provider of information protection solutions. Specifically, we call it Enterprise Rights Management. And what we do is we help customers persistently protect their data from access and usage of the data. So basically, we can wrap the data with security controls that travel with the data regardless of where it goes. And that gives the company the ability to control access to the data by using encryption and then subsequent usage of the data by actually controlling things like cut, copy, paste, the ability to save the file, whether or not you can print it, etc.
So are we talking about a piece of hardware? Is it an appliance? Is it software?
It's software, Mike.
Software? Okay.
That's right.
And why don't you give us a specific example? You know, you mentioned some things, cut, copy, and paste and everything, but give us a specific example where this comes into play.
Sure. So we have a number of customers in the financial services and manufacturing and public sector space. So Dow Chemical is a chemical manufacturer, and what they use our technology for is to protect their most valuable intellectual property. So they have research and development documentation that they use to obviously develop the products they take to marketplace, and they store those in PDF files.
Okay.
We protect those with access controls and usage controls so that as R&D employees are actually using access to that data and then collaborating with that data, the controls and security and protection will travel regardless of where the data goes.
Okay. So I guess at some level this is relevant to, say, like insider fraud or insider threat.
That's right. It protects against the insider threat as well as intentional and unintentional misuse of information. So think about someone emailing a very sensitive document to a partner, and they do the fat finger, and they want to go and include it, send it to Mike, and they send it to Matt. And Matt gets it, opens it up, and now has access to that IP. With our technology, even if Matt received it, he would not be able to access it because he would not have the rights to access that file.
And how is it actually administered? How do you determine who has rights to what?
Sure. So the business administers policies based on who can do what with the data. And those policies get pushed out to individual user desktops. And the administration can be delegated down to individuals on a project team, for example. So someone could basically create policies and set restrictions on the data, and while others on the team could just maybe add and remove members to the team.
Very good. So let's talk about people that may not already be doing business with your specific prospects or even existing clients. Why are they approaching Liquid Machines? Is it because they've just had to deal with examiners and got a bad grade, or some other reason, or are they actually being just very proactive in their security sense?
Customers approach us for two reasons. Number one, they have a compliance driver, so they have regulated content that they want to put access controls and usage controls on, or they have intellectual property, IP, that is essential to their organizational success long term. If that IP were to leak, they could lose shareholder value, they could lose competitive advantage in the marketplace. So it's very important for these organizations to be proactive about protecting not only regulated content, where there's could be fines and legal action, but also their intellectual property that could basically make a difference the next year or 5 years down the road in regards to their competitive advantage and their market share.
Let's talk about regulatory compliance
Sure.
for a second. What types of compliance issues can you help with?
Sure. So as data moves from a structured state, which is on a database, to an unstructured state, which might be in a file, then we can basically control the data that's contained in those files. So for example, you might have credit card numbers or you might have sales reports and customer information in there that you want to manipulate using Excel or that you might want to distribute to your management team using PDFs or emails. At that point, we can control the data that, again, will be regulated in some fashion, whether it's HR data, whether it's credit card numbers, social security numbers, etc.
Okay. So in fact, this sounds like it may even be able to help with something like PCI compliance.
That's right. That's right. So PCI is specific around how you manage credit card information, personally identifiable information, and any information that is in an unstructured form, we can basically help protect. And organizations have to care not only about the data that's in a database, so that might be manipulated using an SAP system or a Salesforce.com system, but also as that data gets transformed and collaborated with people in a structured format, whether it be Excel, Word, PowerPoint, Adobe, PDF, etc.
Shifting gears just a bit, let's talk about the economy now. I'm trying to get a take from all the vendors that I speak with. How has the economy affected you guys, whether it be how prospects are approaching you or opposite, how you guys are approaching the market?
Yeah.
Or has there been any?
Yeah. To say there hasn't been any effect would be.
Yeah.
So, obviously, companies are managing their budgets a lot more closely than they've done in the past.
Sure.
And so, you know, you've got to fit in. You've got to be a must-have versus a nice-to-have. So we work, again, with organizations that may have had a recent breach, may have high-value IP. And, again, that tends to help us focus more on those organizations such as Dow Chemicals of the world or the Goldman Sachs of the world that have high-value IP that they have to protect regardless of the economic situation out there.
Do you think you're finding that a lot of clients or a lot of prospects are sort of going through that reevaluation process of some of the systems that they're already using?
I think that's true. The other thing it does is it forces suppliers to be a lot smarter in how they go to market. So we go to market through a partnership with Microsoft.
Okay.
So we also will work with Microsoft to jointly sell the value that we provide on top of the Microsoft solution.
Okay.
That solution is called Active Directory Rights Management Services.
Okay.
And that is information protection that's built into the Microsoft platform. We extend that by adding additional applications and also additional infrastructure components such as BlackBerry and SharePoint and FileShares.
One more thing before I let you go. For our users that couldn't make it out to the show this year, why don't you leave them with some words of wisdom?
Whoa.
a bit of advice to live by.
Well, if you came out here this week, you should have brought your shorts and Tommy Bahama shirts because it's about 90 degrees outside.
That is true.
The show's been okay. It's obviously smaller from last year. I would tell you that the theme this year has been consistently around protecting information. Over the past 5 years, obviously, it's been about protecting the network and attacks to the network. That's still obviously there, but what is front and center at all the keynotes is about information protection.
Coming into
and taking more of an information-centric approach to data security.
Sure.
So the advice I would give people that are at home is really start to think about an information-centric approach to securing your data. And do your research, call Liquid Machines, or call other vendors in the space that provide such a solution.
Sounds like I sat in on the keynotes last year on the first day, and I think that they were, that's what they were preaching, you know, outside of the network, you know, moving into the
That's right,
as the
that's
core,
right, yeah. And that was so consistent again to this year.
Starting to come to fruition.
That's right.
Very good. Well, one more time, Ed Gaudette with Liquid Machines. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.